ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। निगमकल्पतरोर्गलितं फलं सुखमकदमृतदिवसमृतं विभदभगतं रासमालयं मुहुरोह्रासिकभुवि भावुकः नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयत्। नाष्टभयेष्वपदेषु नित्यं भगवत्सेवया भगवदुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवदिग्नैष्टिके। एते चं साकला पुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवान् स्वयं इन्द्रियार्व्याकुलं लोकं मृद्यन्ते युगे युगे। नाम संकीर्तनं यस्य सर्वपापप्रणाशनं प्रणाम दुःखशमनस्तं नमामि हरिं परम्। So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, 12th chapter, text number 6. Tavaiva charanam bojam Shriyas kama nirashisham Visrijo bayata sangam Munaya samupasate Tava yur Eva. Indeed, Charanam bhajam, lotus feet, Shreya, Kama, persons desiring the ultimate auspiciousness, the ultimate goal of life, Nirashisha, without material desire, Visrijya, giving up, Ubhayata, in this life and the next, Sangam, attachment, Munaya, great sages, Samupasate, worship. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Pure devotees are great saintly persons who desire to achieve the highest goal in life and who are completely free from all material desires for sense gratification, engage constantly in the transcendental service of your lotus feet. Purport. One is in the material world when he thinks, I am this body and everything with reference to my body is mine. Ato griha kshetra sutapta vitair janasya mohoyam maham mameti. This is the symptom of material life. In the materialistic conception of life, one thinks, this is my house, this is my land, this is my family, and this is my state, and so on. But those who are munaya, saintly persons, following in the footsteps of Narada Muni, simply engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord without any personal desire for sense gratification. Anyabilashita sunyam jnana karmadi anabritam. Either in this life or in the next, the only concern of such saintly devotees is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus they are also absolute because they have no other desires. Being freed from the dualities of material desire, they are called Shreyas Kama. In other words, they are not concerned with dharma, religiosity, artha, economic development, or kama, sense gratification. The only concern of such devotees is moksha, liberation. This moksha does not refer to becoming one with the Supreme like the Mayavadi philosophers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that real moksha means taking shelter of the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead. The Lord clearly explained this fact while instructing Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya wanted to correct the word mukti pade in Srimad Bhagavatam. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed him that there is no need to correct any word in the Srimad Bhagavatam. He explained that mukti pade refers to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who offers mukti and is therefore called Mukunda. A pure devotee is not concerned with material things. He is not concerned with religiosity, economic development, or sense gratification. He is interested only in serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timidandasya Jnananjana Shalakayam Chakshodunmritam Yenam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupakadamayam Dadhati Sabadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yodabada Gamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raganathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishagan Vitamscha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिकांता राधा कंता नमस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरि प्रिय पंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च Padidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivadari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare 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 Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kola nastyeva 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 gattiranyatam. So, Lord Shiva is speaking here. And, of course, glorifying the pure devotees. Lord Shiva is glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the devotees who are fully engaged in devotional service. So here in this verse is explaining that the devotees, they are without material desires, nirashishaha. But Shriya Kamaha, so Kama means desire. So, but what is their desire? The desire of the devotees is simply to serve Krishna, to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And here the word Shreyas is used. So Shreya means for the ultimate benefit. There's two, Shreyas and Prayas. Prayas means immediate benefit. And usually that refers to those in the material world who want to be happy in this world. So they want immediately some happiness and then they may engage in materialistic activities in order to be happy. But those who are more intelligent, they know that ultimately, so we have to serve the Supreme Lord, and so they are not concerned with material sense gratification. So Shreya Kama, that means desiring ultimate auspiciousness. the ultimate goal of life, and that is to be fully absorbed in the service of Krishna. And so Srila Prabhupada is quoting in the purport that quoting from Rupa Goswami, Anyabhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Navritam. So the devotees are not desiring anything. Anyabhilashita. Anya Abhilash. Abhilash means desire. Anya means others, so many. Sunyam, they are free. Jnana Karma Navritam. So their devotional service is not covered by wanting to gain some knowledge in order to be nicely situated or to merge in the impersonal aspect of the Absolute Truth, the Brahma Jyoti. So what to speak of sense gratification? Karma, by engaging in activities and then getting the result. Anukulina Krishna Nushilanam Bhaktir Uttamam. So they are engaging in bhakti, and the highest form of bhakti. So that is anukul. So that is what Krishna wants, favorable. Krishna Nushilanam, as Krishna desires. So that is explained in Hari Bhakti Vilas by Sanatana Goswami. The six symptoms of surrender, Saranagati. So we have to surrender, we have to take shelter. Sharan Agati. Sharan, we have to go to the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Agati, coming. So that is Anukallasya Sankalpa. So taking the vow that I should do whatever is favorable so I may achieve the goal of being always engaged in the service of the Lord, in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. Pratikulasya Varjanam, what is pratikul, what is unfavorable, Varjanam, that I will give up. So as mentioned here also, Visrija, giving up, Sangam, attachment to this material world, Ubaya, in this life and the next life, so for always. So of course we want to try to go back home to God and after giving up this body, and if one is sincere, one may achieve. But if not, there's also no harm. Even if one is taking birth again, one will simply engage in devotional service. As Mahaprabhu told, Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundarim, Kavitam Vajagadisha Kamaye, Mama Janamani Janmanishwari Bhavadad Bhaktira Haitukitvai. I simply want your causalism mercy. That is to be fully engaged in devotional service. Even if you have to take birth again. But I don't desire anything, no wealth, no followers, no women, no liberation. No, only devotional service. And Jivera Sopoi Krishnera Nittadas, that is the constitutional position of the living entities, to serve Krishna. And by Krishna's mercy, by Mahaprabhu's mercy, by the mercy of the pure devotees, Srila Prabhupada, so we are so fortunate to be engaged in devotional activities. By chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, which is the most important activity. But in the beginning stage, so it is required for the devotees to hear Bhagavad Katha, Srimad Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, and only after long time hearing about Mahaprabhu, about Krishna, about the practice of devotional service, then Krishna will be established in their heart. And then there's no need of doing anything else except chanting the holy names. But at the same time, so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, Yare de Kataka Krishna Padesh Amar Agyaya Guru Haratara Edesh, that whoever you meet, you speak about Krishna Padesh, what Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita, or Bhagavatam, what is told. That also Prabhupada, he wanted us to repeat whatever we have heard. So we got the mercy and we engaged in devotional service. Now we have to distribute the mercy according to our ability. ಬರದು ಭೂಮಿ ತಾಯಿಲ ಮನುಷ್ಯ ಜನ್ಮ ಜಾರ ಜನ್ಮ ಸತ್ತಕ್ಕಾರ ಪ್ರಕಾರ. ಸೊ ದೋಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಬರ್ತ್ ಇನ್ ಭರದ್ವಾರ್ಷ, ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಮೇ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಮೀನ್ ಇನ್ ಇಂಡಿಯಾ ಭರದ್ವಾರ್ಷ, ಬಟ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಇಫ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ಲಿ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸಿಚುಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಭೂಮಾಂಡಲ್ ಇನ್ ಜಂಬುದ್ವೀಪ್. ಸೊ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ದಿ ಹೋಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಭರತ್ ವಾರ್ಷ, ದ ಬಿಗ್ ಭರತ್ ವಾರ್ಷ. ನಾ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಡ್ಯೂ ಟು ಇನ್ಫ್ಲುಯೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಏಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಾಲಿ. ಬಟ್ ಎನಿ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್, ಸೊ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ಚುನೇಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಈ ಶುಡ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದನ್ ಈ ಶುಡ್ ಡು ಪರೋಪಕಾರ. ಸೊ ಪರೋಪಕಾರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಶುಡ್ ಡೂ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಸರ್ವಭೂತೆ ಹಿತೇರತಃ, ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಓನ್ ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಓ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಲಿ ಸಿಚುಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ದಟ್ ಈ ಹಸ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಈಟ್, ಸಮ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಟು ಸ್ಟೇ, ಸಮ್ ಸೇವಾ ಅಂಡ್ ನೋ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲ್. ಬಟ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಟೈಮ್ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟು ಅದರ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಬೈ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟಿಂಗ್ ಬುಕ್ಸ್, ಬೈ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಸಾದ, ಬೈ ಹೆಲ್ಪಿಂಗ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್, ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್ಸ್ ಟು ಅದರ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ದಿವೋತಿ, ಈಸ್ ಟ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಟು ಸರ್ವ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಟ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಟು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದನ್ ಈಸ್ ಟ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಟು ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಅಂಡ್ ಈ ಡಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ಬರ್ತ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ ಇನ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ದನ್ ದೀಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಫರ್ ಟು ದ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ರೆಲ್ಮ್, ಟು ವೈಕುಂಠ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಈ ಸೀಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ವಿಥಿನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಅಂಡ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಸ್ಪೀಕಿಂಗ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೆಪರೇಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಈಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್, ಸರ್ವವ್ಯಾಪಿ. So therefore the devotee is always engaged in devotional service and is always satisfied. Of course difficulties may be there in this material world, even for the devotees. It is not they don't have any difficulties, like we can see the previous acharyas in Gaurlila, so Haridas Thakur, the others, they were so much bothered by the atheistic persons. Even smarta brahmanas were drunk conception by the Muslims. So much disturbance. That is the nature of this world. The Pandavas, how many difficulties they had to undergo. But they are fixed in the service of the Lord. And they tolerate everything. And that is a reciprocation. And Krishna is always there. So, Rakshesha Siti, Vishwaso. Vishwaso, their faith. The Krishna is always protecting. Raksha. Rakshamam, Pahimam. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshamam. Krishna, 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 Pahimam. So the devotee is always glorifying Krishna, chanting Krishna's name. And he knows that Krishna will protect me. He has faith. And Payaman, he will go pritre varanam tatha. Also, that just like the father and mother, they are taking care of the child, whatever he needs. He doesn't even have to ask my mother to the mother or father, my dear mother, give me something to eat. No. Usually the children, they are playing, and the mother has to call, my dear child, please come, it is time to eat. So then the father is giving cloth. Of course, the mother is buying, but the father is giving the money. And so in this way, whatever he needs, he will get. And then also, of course, Karpanya, this Gopritrayanam Tata, Karpanya, what is it? Gopritray, Atmanik Shepta. Atmani Vedanam, sure, Sharanagati is there. So, that he surrendered with body, mind and words. So these are the six symptoms of surrender. So he's endeavoring. So he's doing whatever is favorable, giving up what is unfavorable, as explained in this verse. Taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. What is unfavorable, he's giving up all attachment. And having faith that the Lord will protect. And then with body, mind and words, he's engaged in devotional service. And Karpanya is always humble. And we have to be humble. As Mahaprabhu told, Trinarapi Sunichena Tarorapi Saishnana Amanina Amanina Kirtaniya Sadahari. Because difficulties are always there in this world. First of all, the biggest difficulty is not coming from outside. It's coming from inside. From the mind. When the mind is not controlled. Anarthas, unwanted desires may be there. Impurities are there. But the intelligent devotee will surrender to Krishna and he will be tolerating. He will tolerate all the difficulties which are coming on this path, and especially his own mind and senses. Kam, krodh, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya, the enemy of the mind, which are coming from the mind, the enemies of the living entity. Kam, that means material desires, and greed, lobha, krodh, anger, moha, illusion, madha, madness, matsarya, envy. Icha dvesha samuttena dvandva maharbharata. So all the living entities are overcome by icha, desiring to enjoy this material world, and dvesha, envy, envies of Krishna, envies of the devotees. So these are to be overcome by being absorbed at the lotus feet of the Lord. So first of all, Gurupad Ashraya, we have to take shelter of the spiritual master who is the representative of Krishna, of Mahaprabhu. And under his instruction, we take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So all the great sages they have suggested, even in the 11th canto it is mentioned by one of the nine Yogendras speaking to King Nimi. So they are explaining about the Yuga avatar. Krishna vanam tisa krishnam sanga pangastapasadam yagya sankyatapaya ajante sumedasaha. Sumedasa, meda, intelligent. So those are very intelligent, they will take shelter of Krishna Chaitanya, who is just like Krishna. He's not different from Krishna, but he's a Krishna. He's golden, of golden complexion. Radha bhava dyutim, so Radha bhava dyuti sovitam naomi Krishna sarupam, is Krishna sarup. But we came with the bhava of Srimati Radharani and the duty, the complexion. Antar Krishna bahir gaura, inside is blackish, is Krishna actually, but he's covered by the lust of Srimati Radharani, by the mood of Srimati Radharani. So wanting to experience the mood of Srimati Radharani, the love of Srimati Radharani which she has for Krishna, and the qualities which she is experiencing of Krishna, his beauty, Rupa Madhurya, Venu Madhurya, when Krishna is playing the flute, so wonderful. And then the Lila Madhurya, the wonderful pastimes, and Prema Madhurya, the loving exchange. And then Srimati Radharani, she's feeling so much transcendental pleasure in the exchange with Krishna. So he came to relish this, because his Vishaya Vigraha is the object of the love of all the Brijabhasis. So therefore, in order to fully relish the love of the Brijabhasis, he came as Mahaprabhu, he is Mahaprabhu. And then, of course, also, especially in the age of Kali, so he came to establish the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names. And not only that, but he also by his practical example, he showed how to chant the holy names, in which mood, which bhav, how to serve Krishna. So especially unat ujjala rasam sabakti shriyam anarbita charim chirakyam vatana kala samarpadam unat ujjala rasam sabakti shriyam. So he came after a long time. So Krishna is coming once in the day of Lord Brahma, so that is millions of years, and after him Krishna come. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. So after a long time the coming for us, but once in the day of Lord Brahma. And then he's giving unad ujjala rasam sabaktisyam. Unad ujjala ras, that is the madhurya ras, braj bhav, and there especially gopi bhav. Aradhya bhagavan brajesha tanyas tadhama vrindavanam ramya kachit upasana varajavar varganiya kalpitaha. So Mahaprabhu's opinion is that Krishna is Aradhya dev, and the love, upasana, upasate, like here, some upasate. So they are worshipping, the intelligent devotees, they are worshipping the lotus feet. And what is the highest form of worship? That is the worship of the gopis of Braj, the damsels of Braj. So, Deyam sadaba bishtadoham tetasparam shivivinchantam sharanyam brittatyam pavaptapotam vande mahapurushade charanara vindam. So, Karabhajan Muni, after Krishna Vanamti Sakrishna, after this verse, is explaining about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by taking shelter of his lotus feet, we can cross over. The lotus feet are just like a boat. And by this boat, we can cross over the material, this material ocean, the existence of this material world, Bhav Sagar. And we can reach the highest goal. Shetadip Navadipa Golok Vrindavan. And Deyam Sada. So always they are meditating on the lotus feet. Abhishta Doham, then all desires are fulfilled. The spiritual desires, Shreyas, not prayas. So the desire is to become perfect in spiritual life. Uttam Bhakti. So they are desiring that. But even if they may be some material desire, by the mercy of the Lord, they may also be fulfilled. If it is not detrimental. Shiva Virinchi Nuttam Saranyam. Therefore Shiva and Virinchi, Lord Brahma. So they are taking shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. Savayamana Krishna Padara Vindayor. So all the great devotees, they are taking shelter of Mahaprabhu and then taking shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. So in this way, so then one can, and there is actually no other way, so to give up the material attachment. If we become attached to the lotus feet of Krishna or Mahaprabhu, then we can become detached from this material world. Otherwise it is not possible. It is impossible. Only when we have positive engagement, positive attachment, then we can give up the lower engagement, the lower attachment. So, therefore we can see that, so this conception as Prabhupada is giving, ammameti, I and mine, so that has to be given up. Even as a devotee, so we have to, and sometimes he may be there, so that the devotee becomes proud of his position, or whatever he has. But this ammameti, so which is very subtle, the false ego, that has to be given up completely. Otherwise it will not be possible to be fully surrendered to Krishna and to become free from this material world. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most merciful. And here Prabhupada has explained also about one time one devotee, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So he was first a Mayavadi, in the pastimes of the Lord, but then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, he has gone to Jagannath Puri and saw some of his devotees who were following him, Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda Datta, and Jagannananda Pandit, Damodar Pandit. And at one point, just before Jagannath Puri, so Mahaprabhu wanted to take bath in a river, and then Nityananda Prabhu, he broke his danda. He had one danda, eka danda, because he took sannyas externally from one Mayavadi. But of course, he's the Supreme Lord, and so he's Jagat Guru. But still, just to set the example, he took initiation from a spiritual master, and he was going to school, took initiation from a spiritual master, Ishwarapuri, and took sannyas also. Because it felt, and just to teach that ultimately we have to so fully surrender. And so in order to preach Krishna consciousness, actually sannyas is conducive. Then one will be automatically respected. Because when he was householder, sometimes they were disrespecting him. But automatically one will respect in Bharatvarsha the sannyasis. So he entered the sannyas ashram. And when he saw, and he had Keshav Bharati, so his spiritual master, Sannyas Guru, So he had met him in Mayapur Navadvip, and he had asked him, please give me sannyas. And then he told him, yes, you can come to Katva, where I stay, and then I will give you sannyas. So then he left. As in the second verse, the Karabhajan Muni is explaining also, that he left the goddess of fortune. Taktya surusya jusurepsida raja lakshmin. And then in order to search for Shamsunda, for Krishna, and to give this Krishna consciousness to others. So the time of the, actually he's the Supreme Lord, is the Adiguru Mahaprabhu. So therefore he also spoke in the, he was asking Keshav Bharati. So this is the mantra, sannyas mantra, tatvam asi, you are that. That is actually Vedic aphorism, so explaining that you are that. And so the Mayavadis, they will say that we are no different from the Absolute Truth, the Brahma Jyoti, one and different. So it is also true, as the Acharyas have explained, so it is Dvaita Dvaita, Chuda Dvaita, Vishishta Dvaita, Dvaita Advaita. So everything is hinting to this Absolute Realm, which is simultaneously one and different from this material world. And it is Advaita, it is different from this material world where there is duality. It is non-dual, the Absolute Truth is non-dual. But there is variety there also. But it is transcendental to the material duality. So, tattvamasi. So from the spiritual point of view of the Vaishnavas, so we are one with the Supreme Lord. We are also Satchananda Sarup. We are spiritual, like the Lord, but there is variety there also. And Krishna is Vibhu and we are Anu. He's great when we are infinitesimal. We are very small. And then he spoke that too into his ear, and now he had one danda, but then Nityananda Prabhu felt, now we are different from the Mayavadis, so I should break. And we are known as three dandis, we have three dandas, and the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, so that we surrender body, mind and words to the Supreme Lord in seva. And there is one small danda also, the jiva danda, for the three dandi sannyasis. Indicating that the individuality is there with the individuals, and we are meant to serve the supreme individual, the supreme personality of Godhead. So he was a little upset transcendentally, and then he went alone to Puri, and then Sarvabhum Bhattacharya. So he came there and he saw the Lord when he went to the temple. And he saw Jagannath, the Supreme Lord. And then he fainted due to transcendental emotions, Ashta Sattvika Bhav. So it is not that in spirit life there are no emotions, but these emotions are transcendental. So that is also known as Vyabhichari Bhav. So different emotions may be there. And those are coming and going, just like the waves in the ocean. So sometimes there's transcendental happiness, sometimes there's transcendental distress, transcendental madness, transcendental sadness. So these emotions are there, but the pure devotees have Krishna in the center doing everything for Krishna's pleasure. So these emotions are coming and going. But the conditioned souls, they're forgetful of Krishna, so all their emotions, their feelings, their material. So as devotees, we have to simply put Krishna in the center. And these emotions may be coming and going, no harm. But Krishna has to be in the center. And that the consciousness becomes purified, the senses become purified, the mind becomes purified, the emotions become purified. And as we go on, then ultimately everything will be pure. It is just a matter of time. So, therefore we have to simply try our best to make more and more advancement. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya suggested, and he was quoting this verse from the Bhagavatam 10th canto, tatenu kampam susumikshamana bhujana vyavaram kiram vivapam ridvagvavavin vidandanaste jiveta so muktipade sadayabhak. So the devotees are always expecting the anukampa, the mercy of the Lord. And despite all difficulties which are there in this world, and they're dedicating themselves fully with body, mind and words. And this situation, despite all difficulties, if they're simply continuing, they're actually Muktipade, the liberated position, is their rightful claim. Just like it is explained, just like the son, he will inherit the wealth of the father when the father leaves the body. So that is the meaning of Dayabhag. So he will inherit. So similarly, devotee engaged in devotional service, he will get liberation, but not this moksha, merging in the absolute truth, impersonal aspect of the absolute truth, the Brahma Jyoti, but bhakti. So he was thinking we should change mukti pade to bhakti pade, but then Mahaprabhu told him no. So we want bhakti, that is all right, but we should not change the verses of the Bhagavatam. And mukti pade, the actual liberation, is when we are engaged in devotional service. So mukti can also refer to pure devotional service. So therefore the pure devotees are always seeing everything connected to Krishna and everything in Krishna. So for them nothing is material for the pure devotee. Everything is spiritual, even in this material world. So everything is engaged in the service of the Lord and it becomes spiritual. Therefore the pure devotee's body is completely transcendental spiritual because he's always engaged in devotional service. Therefore after giving up the body, so the body of the pure devotee is not burnt because it is pure, but it's put in samadhi, it is buried. Whereas all the other human beings, the body is burned. Why? Because still some material consciousness is there, material desires are there, contamination is there. Therefore the body is buried. And then there is a socha, there is contamination when somebody leaves the body. But the pure devotee's body is pure. So therefore the body is buried. And there is no contamination if a pure devotee is leaving this world. So therefore Mahaprabhu told him there is no need to change from mukti pade to bhakti pade. So the verse is all right like that. And of course, Bhattacharya, he also accepted that ultimately. And he realized that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord. And he composed many wonderful verses in glorification of Mahaprabhu. So the Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya Ashtotara Shatanam, so he stotram, he wrote one stotra, 108 verses of Sri Chaitanya, 108 names of Mahaprabhu in around 18 verses. So he has compiled beautiful stotram and many beautiful verses. He has spoken in glorification of Mahaprabhu. Vairagya Virinuja Bhakti Yoga Sikshatamika Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharirari Kripambari Yastamaham Prapadye. So we take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has come to give his own bhakti, pure devotional service, braj bhakti. But also he has explained vairagya, vidya. So vairagya has to be there. We have to become detached from this material world. And that is only possible if you are engaged in devotional service. Positive engagement has to be there. And then vidya, you have to get some transcendental knowledge. So we have to be properly situated. We have to know the Siddhanta. What is the conclusion of the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy? We must be knowledgeable. Sambandha Gyan, Abhideya Gyan, Prayojan Gyan. So that we are properly engaging in devotional service. Pure devotional service, Uttam Bhakti. But more important than renunciation, Vairagya or knowledge, that is Bhakti. So engaging in devotional service. But being detached from the material world, that has to be there too. And also gaining transcendent knowledge has to be there. So endeavor has to be there. But most important is bhakti, devotional service. And amongst all the limbs of devotional service, the most important limb of devotional service is Krishna Kirtan, Nam Kirtan, Japa Kirtan of the holy names. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But we have to chant with a proper bhav, proper consciousness, and trying to remember also Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, the beautiful lotus feet of the Lord, and then the beautiful form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna. and all the different signs which are there on the lotus feet of the Lord, like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he has 32 auspicious signs of his on his lotus feet, 16 on the right foot, 16 on the left. And Krishna has 18 on the right, 11 on the right and 9 on the left, auspicious signs. And Radharani, 11 on the left and 8 on the right foot. And all the signs of Radha and Krishna are on the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has some extra because he is the combined form of Radha Krishna. And he came to give this pure devotional service, Braj Bhakti, towards this Radha Krishna. And he is most merciful. Ma Vadanyavatar, most merciful. So he has made it easy for us simply by chanting the holy names, not even having to follow so many rules and regulations. So we should simply take shelter of the lotus feet and meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord and the auspicious signs and on the beautiful form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then by his mercy we can remember the lotus feet and the signs of the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna and the beautiful form of the divine couple. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Everything clear? Yes, no problem. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And take Krishna prasadam. Hare Krishna.